Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking this week and praying about claiming God's promises and having the courage to do so, having a little better understanding of what some of those promises are, what God's gift to us is, and how we go about seeking Him in a manner that claims those promises. And today we're going to talk specifically about promised graciousness, an incredible gift, an incredible promise of God from Himself, and an incredible promise to live by. Psalm 119, verse 58 says, I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. When I think about this word gracious and being gracious, I don't know that you can hear it without hearing the word grace within it. We think of grace as an undeserved gift. Favor from God specifically, but really we can apply that to the way we treat one another. And when we talk about seeking God with a whole heart, the psalmist reminds us, as does Scripture throughout, that God's desire is not to treat us how we deserve, but to treat us with graciousness, according to His goodness. You see, even seeking God with a whole heart requires God's response, or it doesn't require it, but graciousness is required for God to respond in a way that's in our best interest. What we deserve is punishment. What we deserve is condemnation. What we deserve is judgment from God. And even that wholehearted seeking of God, well, it involves us. And it's not as pure as it ought to be. It's not as full as we would often like it to be. It's in line with the man who calls out to Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. Our wholehearted pursuit of God is in a similar vein. I wholeheartedly pursue you. Help me to pursue you. We can't do it alone. And even in our best efforts, and when our best efforts fall short, we can still count and we can still claim that promise of God's graciousness. The psalmist writes, and he reminds God. I think really he reminds himself that God has promised to be gracious. And what does that look like in our life? It looks like the goodness of God bestowed upon us when we know it's not what we deserve. It looks like His favor. It looks like His kindness. I love the term in Scripture that talks about loving kindness. Combining those two elements. It's not just a casual getting along, but it's a full-out embrace of kindness. And when we claim God's promise of graciousness, there's an expectation that we live with that. There's a variety of social media memes that talk about being kind and how kindness doesn't cost anything. While I appreciate the sentiment underneath it all, there are times that kindness does cost. But be kind anyway. It represents Jesus. It's the nature of God within you. that graciousness to others, that giving them the benefit of the doubt, that willingness to look beyond the faults that we notice, to have a better understanding of their best efforts. Just as our desire is that God would understand that our best efforts are never enough, but they are enough. They're never perfect. They're never whole. They are just that, our best effort. And according to His promise, as we seek Him wholeheartedly with our best effort, He is gracious to us. And when we begin to look at others with that same mindset that God looks at us with, recognizing that life is a struggle, that the troubles that Jesus says will come actually come upon all of us. And they come in a variety of ways. And it's not that we all experience the same trouble, but we all experience trouble. We all experience those attacks on our mind and on our thought process. Those things that, well, within our human flesh cause us to react and to say things and to do things that, well, probably aren't appropriate. That they're not loving, they're not kind, they're not Christ-like. And when we see that in ourselves, our desire is for a God who's gracious with us. It's for people who are gracious with us. But what happens when we see it in the lives of others? Do we still live with that same desire of kindness and graciousness? Or are we a little bit more harsh? Is our expectations of others greater than our expectation of ourselves? And it's not that we don't call people to repentance. It's not that we don't call people to change and be transformed. God calls us to that. And He's still gracious. He works with us. He helps us. He teaches us. He leads us. He loves us. You see, the key to God's graciousness being poured out into our life is that His love for us never fails. When we raise our children, there are times that they need to be disciplined. They need to be corrected. But as good and godly parents, we continually learn how to do so graciously. So that the needed discipline and correction takes place, but love is at the center of it all. And it's in living life, in this full-out pursuit of God, we can rest assured that His love will result in Him being gracious, in His acknowledgement of our pursuit. I use this passage a lot because I love it so much. That God says that no matter where we are, and in addressing the people of Israel specifically, it had to do with no matter how far away from Him they had wandered, geographically or spiritually, no matter how far away from God we are, no matter where we land, when we turn to God and seek Him, He says, "You will find me when you seek me with a whole heart." That's God's desire. That's His compassion. That's His graciousness poured out upon us. That we can always return, we can always turn back to Him. And we don't get treated with a whole list of I told you so's. We don't get treated as second class or third class citizens. We're restored. Not because we deserve it, but because of God's graciousness. And what would happen today in our relationships with others if restoration would take place, not because someone else deserves it, not because we deserve it, but because we're representing Jesus and His graciousness. You see, when we claim that promise of graciousness, God expects us to not just apply it to ourselves, but to live with it. You see, all of these promises of God that are these great and incredible attributes that we like are not simply for us. At least not simply for us to receive, they're also for us to give. When Christ moves in, when His Spirit takes up residence within us, we ought to be His representative. We ought to act more and more like Him every day. And when people claim the graciousness of God, they ought to be able to claim it because they've experienced it through God's people. When we are not gracious, the people around us that need His grace the most, but we all need it equally, the people around us that need His grace that have not yet found it, we'll have difficulty seeing it if we're not showing it. They'll have difficulty believing it. They'll have difficulty accepting it. And so as we claim the promise of God's graciousness, what will we do today to be kind, to be gracious, to treat people better than we think they deserve, because God treats us better than what we deserve? Would you spend time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has promised us many great and precious promises. And one of those is this promise of graciousness, of treating us better than we deserve because of Your love, of making grace available to us as a promise that when we seek You with a whole heart, we can be confident of finding You, and not just finding You and being berated or put down or questioned about why we've been away, but finding You with grace, and with a graciousness that embraces us and continually teaches us and transforms us by Your Spirit. Father, we recognize it's not a graciousness that overlooks sin and allows us to continue in it, but a graciousness that loves us and calls us to a restoration that's complete, to a purity that's whole, to a cleansing that only You can give. Father, today as we live life, as we claim this promise of Your graciousness, may we be mindful of how we treat others, how we treat those that we like, how we treat those that we agree with, how we treat those that we disagree with and who disagree with us. For those who are living lives seeking a pure heart and mind and body, to those that are living in rebellion, may our graciousness represent Your graciousness. May we know how to be kind in all situations. Father, today as I pray, I continue to pray for my friend and co-worker, my fellow minister in Christ, David. He continues to Mayo Clinic, beginning to wrap up week two of his three-week stay. May you give great wisdom to those he is seeing, to those who are giving him instruction and care. May you give a clarity of mind that understands Father, may you represent Jesus well through him. Father, today as we live life, may you be gracious to my brother David and to all of us. And because it's your promise, because it's your nature, may we not just come to you claiming that, but may we realize that's who you are. And that even in the discipline that we receive from time to time, that even in that we experience your graciousness. Father, today as we help others see Jesus, as we give the benefit of the doubt, as we look at people differently, we look at them through your eyes, we help them and call them to seek you with a whole heart. And Father, may the graciousness they receive and experience from us help them to see you more clearly. Today, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.